Wagner's Walk. Claire was making a cup of tea when Rob Pengelly knocked at the kitchen door.
Come in.
Oh, good, you are in. I wasn't sure if you'd be out fetching Sue from school.
Not today. She's gone to have tea with the other Sue. So I'm a lady of leisure. And you've timed it perfectly. I'm just going to pour out. Help yourself to a cup from the dresser.
Look, I didn't mean to catch a cup of tea.
Of course you didn't. But you'll have one, won't you?
Well, I'm on my way to the restaurant, but... another 5 minutes won't hurt. Thanks.
Milk and sugar. I never remember.
Milk, no sugar, thanks.
Right. Oh, anyway, what can I do for you, Rob? There you are. Hope that's all right.
Yeah, fine, thanks. Now, look, I thought I ought to warn you, officially.
Warn me? You're not thinking of moving out, are you?
Oh, good heavens, no. Just the opposite, really.
Don't understand.
Well, you know, he said at one time I'd probably have to find someone to share the top flat. I mean, share the rent, really.
Yes, but I thought that had all sorted itself out when the Priors gave you a ride.
Yeah, that's right. I was very glad because I didn't fancy the idea of going out and looking for someone to share with. I didn't know anybody then.
Then?
But now, well, there is someone looking for a place to live. And I thought, well, it's silly not to. Plenty of room for two of us up there. We won't get in each other's way.
Oh, you shouldn't, because it's really meant for three. We always used to let it to three people.
Oh, two will be enough, thanks. And it suddenly struck me, before we go ahead and fix anything, I ought to get permission from you and Mr. Nash.
Yes, of course. Perhaps you'd like to bring your friend to meet us.
Oh, there's no need. You know him already.
Oh?
In fact, he comes with the best possible references, really. Highly spoken of by his previous landlords, Mr. and Mrs. Nash.
What are you... Bill.
That's right. He had to leave the flat where he's been living, you see, and he was telling me he was looking for a place, so I suddenly thought this would be the ideal solution. Helps me out with the rent, and it gets him out of a hole, so, did I say something wrong?
No, of course not. I was just thinking.
Oh, look, I haven't put my foot in it, have I? I mean, when he left here before, there wasn't a row or anything like that.
Of course there wasn't any row. Mike and I were very pleased to have Bill living here. He only left because, well, I think he had personal reasons.
Oh, you mean Sophie? Yeah, well, between you and me, that's all bust up now. That's why he's had to get out.
I see.
But as long as you've no objection to Bill moving back here...
Rob, let me get this straight. You've invited Bill to share the top flat, and he's agreed?
Not in so many words, but it seems the perfect arrangement all round, doesn't it?
What did he say, exactly?
He said he was going to a hotel for a few days to think things over, and he'd let me know. He did say that ideally he'd prefer to be on his own, actually.
Yes, I expect he would. Rob, I think perhaps you ought to talk to him again and make quite sure what his plans are before we settle anything. You never know. He might have found somewhere else.
Well, not very likely, really. Still, you're right. I must chase him up. Funny, really, the way things work out. It'll be almost like coming home again for Bill, won't it? Quite like old times.
I'm back, Margaret. Sorry, it took such a long time.
Oh, I told Candy to send out the bloodhounds. Well, it'll be half an hour, you said.
Yeah, well, I had to wait a bit, and then when I did get to see the solicitor they sent me to, it all took much longer than I expected, because we had to go into every single detail.
Okay, sit down and just take your breath back and tell me the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Margot Benson. Yes, Candy. Yes, Joanna is here. No, you can't. You've got to get those orders off by the last post, or I'll have you shot at dawn. For goodness sake, you'll see the girl on the way home. She can tell you all about it then. Honestly.
What's the matter with Candy?
She wanted to know she could come in and hear the news. Couldn't wait to hear how you got on at the FDPA.
Now, where were we? Well, you said tell me the worst. And it wasn't the worst. It could even be the best.
They agreed with me. You've got a case against Ben Trovato.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. Of course, it would have been a lot simpler if I had signed the design.
Well, you'll know next time.
Yes.
So what did they advise you to do? Take them to court?
Well, no, not exactly. They seem to think it may not be necessary.
What, then?
They advised me to take out something called an interlocutory injunction against Ben Trovato.
Stopping them selling their pirated copies?
Yeah, what they actually said was the firm will thereby be restrained from selling or disposing of the merchandise in question until the matter comes to trial.
Yes, of course. That could be a very long time.
Yes.
And those dresses will be out of fashion under 3 months.
That's the idea. According to the FDPA, Ben Trovato are bound to back down and settle out of court rather than let that happen. Mm. They'd sooner pay all the costs and damages because it's cheaper for them in the long run.
And what happens to the dresses that are already made up?
Well, generally speaking, they have permission to sell them for what they can get. But we come to a private arrangement over the money.
Well, that sounds okay. What's your next move?
I have to ring up Mr. Ben and warn him that I'm taking legal action.
And we hear his jaw hit the desk with a nasty thud.
Something like that.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, go on, don't just sit there. Ring him now.
On your phone? Are you sure?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Go on.
Thank you. I only hope I can sound sufficiently confident to throw him into a panic.
Tell him you've been to the FDPA. That'll turn his knees to jelly.
Yes. Yes, I'll blind him with science. Oh.
Engaged?
No, that means unobtainable, doesn't it?
Oh. Must be out of order. Try again later.
Hello, love. What sort of day?
All right. How was yours?
Oh, nothing to write home about. Hey, I can't call that a proper kiss. Do better than that.
Sorry.
What's the matter?
Nothing. What do you mean?
Oh, come on, don't give me that. You're worried about something. Out with it.
No, really.
You might as well tell me now. You're going to anyway, sooner or later.
It's really nothing. Sue's not back yet. She went out to tea, but I said I'd go and fetch her at 7 o'clock.
It's Sonia, isn't it?
What?
That's what you're worrying about. Have you talked to her yet about the divorce?
No. Well, I really haven't had a chance. Well, she never gets up till lunchtime, and she was out shopping most of the afternoon. So, and then Rob came in, and that took a bit of time.
What did he want?
I gave him a cup of tea, that's all. So I still haven't spoken to Sonia. I know I should have.
Okay. We'll both talk to her. That might make it easier.
Yes. Thank you, Mike. Mm-hmm. I have been funking it a bit, I suppose. I'm afraid she's going to be terribly upset.
Yeah, well, we'll just have to play it by ear. Tony said it would help a lot if she had a solicitor.
I don't suppose she has for a moment. Why should she?
No, but she's going to need one to represent her in the divorce proceedings. Mm. Well, I suppose if the worst comes to the worst, I could put her onto our firm.
That would be a bit odd, wouldn't it? Our solicitors arguing in court against Tony's solicitors.
Well, we'll have to fix her up with somebody. Is she up in her room now?
Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll go and ask her to come down. I'll say we want to talk to her.
Good luck.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Bill. You a mind reader or what?
What are you on about?
Oh, going to give you a call tomorrow. I haven't seen you since the weekend.
No, well, I've been busy. I just brought over a load of the new beef bourguignons in the freezer van. Can you give us a hand to unload them?
Well, I've just started this now. I'd rather finish it first.
All right, okay, no worry. Take your time.
Can't hurry this job. You need an iron nerve when you're piping on whipped cream.
Well, looks good. What is it?
It's called pavlova.
All right.
A meringue shell filled with fresh fruit and decorated with rosettes of cream.
Well, no accounting for taste, eh? What was it you wanted me for?
Eh?
You said you were going to ring me.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, about moving into the top flat. You said you'd let me know.
Sorry, I should have told you before. My fault.
What do you mean?
Well, I meant to, but we've been working full out the last couple of days. Thanks for the offer, Rob, but I shan't need to bother you after all.
There's no bother. I was looking forward to it. Would have been a bit of company.
Yeah, well, I got fixed up. Anyway, thanks all the same.
Oh, I see, well. Of course, I knew you wanted a place of your own, you did say. I just didn't expect you to come up with anything so quickly.
No. Look, I'll start unloading the van while you're doing that. It'll save time.
Whereabouts are you moving to, then?
Oh, I've already moved. Well, temporarily, anyhow.
Oh, yeah? Where?
I've gone back to the old bakery. It seemed the most convenient thing, really.
Well, have they got room for you?
I'm sharing with Alexis for the time being. It's not too bad. I'll just go...
Bill! Wait, come here a minute, will you?
What's up?
Look, I'd have understood if you got a place of your own. But how come you can share a room with Alexis and you wouldn't even consider sharing a whole flat with me?
It's all very complicated. Personal reasons. Nothing to do with you.
Well, thanks very much. That makes me feel a lot better, that does.
Come on in, Sonia. Come sit yourself down.
Thanks. Hello, Claire. Matt said you wanted to see me.
Yes. I wanted to see you and all.
Well, I wanted to show you this. What do you think? It suits me, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Very nice. Yes, I do like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was telling Mike. I went up west. Well, last night on my way to the club, I saw this in the window, and I really liked it. Of course, the shop was shut then, but today I thought, well, why not? I can afford it now. So I went back and I bought it. And then I got everything to go with it, the shoes, the bag, the lot. It cost a bomb, of course, but I think it's worth it, don't you?
Yes, it looks smashing. I don't mean to be nosy, Sonia, but when you say you can afford it...
Oh, yeah. Well, you know I've been working lately at the Hot Box. Yeah.
Yes, of course, but... It's a bit chancy, isn't it? I mean, it's like anything else in show business. You don't know how long it'll be before you get another job as a dancer.
I'm not dancing. Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, we naturally thought you'd gone back to your old job.
What, stripping? Oh, no, thank you. Well, I said I'd never do that again. Not now I've got these stretch marks. It doesn't look so good.
Well, then, what are you doing at the club?
I got taken on temporary in the cloakroom. Hat check girl. Well, the money's not bad, and you can double it with tips. No trouble at all.
I didn't realise. A temporary, you said.
Well, it was first of all. They had this girl off sick, you see, and they needed someone in a hurry. But last night, they called me in, and they told me she's not coming back. Hard luck for her, but good news for yours truly. I've got the job permanent now.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Oh, it's so good to know I've got a real steady job. A regular income. Oh, it's made me feel ever such a lot better. I bet you've noticed the difference.
Oh, yes, yes, certainly we have. And we're very glad.
Well, anyhow, here's me rabbiting on, and you've got something you wanted to tell me. What's all your news, then?
Well, last night, Tony came over to see us.
Oh, and I missed him. How is he?
Oh, he's fine, fine. But he wanted to talk to us. He wanted us to give you a message.
What sort of message?
Sonia, do you have a solicitor? Anyone to handle your affairs? The legal side of things?
No, of course not. I never needed anything like that. Well, I've always kept out of trouble. Well, what are you getting at?
Well, we think you ought to have someone to represent you. Because, you see, what Tony came to tell us was that he's going ahead with the divorce.
It's awfully nice of you to come with me, Margot, but I know it's taking you out of your way.
Oh, rubbish. I want to know what's going on, that's all. What did the telephone operator say, exactly?
Just confirmed that the number was unobtainable. I told her I'd tried several times, and she said she'd report it to the engineer.
Well, I suppose it could be a faulty line. On the other hand, maybe they haven't paid their phone bill. Nothing would surprise me where that firm's concerned.
Oh, well, we'll soon know. It's just round the corner.
If Mr. Ben is there, leave me to do the talking.
Oh, yes. You're much better at this sort of thing than I am.
Well, there are times when being a hard-faced bitch does have its advantages.
It's the next turning on the left.
Right. Into battle, then. All stations go.
Yep. Right across the road, the door next to the... Oh. To let.
I was afraid of that. Sorry, Joanna, we're too late. The birds have flown.